What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And the lines are now open. And let me just send a message here. Okay. Now, getting on to other issues, still seeing a lot of a flashback from the earthquake, if you will, at the San Francisco School Board, where three of the hard leftists were voted on out by the angry parents over mask mandates, critical race theory, a bunch of other stuff. And they immediately went on out and said, oh, it's racism, it's this, it's that. You know, we know what's best for your children rather than you do. The mayor of San Francisco has now come on out and admitted we failed our children. And, yeah, absolutely have done that. You're supposed to be teaching them basic skills, reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science, engineering, art, music, things like that. Not just loading up their head with transgender ideology. That's not what people pay taxes to the schools for. Okay, now, over in California, there was this school at the C.K. McClatchy High School. And there were a couple of drinking fountains side by side, and somebody vandalized them, labeling one white and the other one colored. And it turned out it was a black girl who did it. It's a hate crime hoax. And the school district's race and equity monitor said the graffiti was not racist because a black girl wrote it. If it had been a white person, it would have been racist, but no, but, you know, she's black. She's allowed to do things like this. It's only the white people who are forbidden. Okay, we're going to go to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Klaus Schwab. I wish to congratulate Justin Trudeau for his decisive action against these pesky little truckers. Ha, 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 the little peons. They do not know that we own all of Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually the truth, huh?
Appears to be.
Most of it.
It appears to be.
Yeah, did you see that, or hear, it came out over the weekend, one member of parliament there in Canada asked that very question about Justin Trudeau and his connections to the World Economic Forum. And
yeah, and they shut him down.
He was cut off and
let him speak.
They turned off his mic, and he said, oh, we can't hear you. You had a bad connection. I mean, oh, good Lord. Yeah, well, at least a trucker convoy woke a lot more people up. You know, we all knew this the whole time, but, you know, I feel sorry for the people that are brutalized and thrown in jail, you know. I had the feeling this is another January 6th or end up in that same fashion if it wasn't provocateur.
Well, they may be trying to set up the Freedom Convoy for the same thing in Washington, D.C. I mean, you know, the other side does love to play dirty. But, you know, the whole world is really waking up to the fact that, you know, what they thought their government was isn't true, that it's an illusion. Something else is going on, and they're starting to figure that out.
Right, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I used to think that the Canadian Parliament, it was just like any other parliament where they could have a no-confidence vote, as would happen so often, like in Israel, et cetera, and force an election, and maybe Justin Trudeau would be out the door. But from what I understand, the Queen of England, the royalty, has control, has the last word on such a move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So that tells us that Queen Elizabeth is perfectly okay with, you know, grandmothers on walkers being trampled by horses.
As long as they're not misgendering or being Islamophobic or...
something,
you know,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if Putin, if he has military action, I think the shelling of civilian areas by the Ukrainians is unconscionable. He should employ counter-battery fire. In the modern age, that can be deployed as the shells are incoming, if he has the capability forward deployed, to hit those batteries almost instantaneously. I mean, within a minute, you could have counter-battery fire hidden. They have radar that is specialized for that that purpose.
Yes, they do. And also seismic sensors on the ground. In fact, that's where modern seismology actually began, were systems to detect the origin of artillery fire. But I think Ukraine has longer range guns than the Donbass does. And so they're just setting up out of the Donbass range and just lobbing the shells in.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for taking my call. That's all I have for today.
All right. Well, thank you. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I don't know about you, this transgender stuff has just gone way, way too far. And again, out in California, there was this Weaver Elementary School in Los Alamitos, and apparently some 10-year-old girls were sent to a science camp, which is a sleepover camp, and they were being supervised by a bunch of transgender males. Apparently with the full plumbing there, and these transgender males were sleeping in the same dormitory as these 10-year-old girls. The parents, understandably, are absolutely furious, and they're blasting the Los Alamitos Unified School District because the parents weren't told their little girls would be sleeping in the same room with counselors who claim to be non-binary or transgender. And, yeah, I mean, it's utterly, utterly ridiculous. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael.
Okay.
First and foremost, what you guys see about in Canada, where the MP got censored and things like that, it is happening here, you guys. When you see, dude, that, you know, Republicans in your state, if you live in a blue state, red state, and you see, you know, Republicans primarying other Republicans, these are the New World Order candidates, dude, that are coming in. I mean, in my state, you know, they want to try to get rid of our governor, Kay Ivey. Kay Ivey has been keeping us, you know, out of masks, you know, keeping our businesses open and all that stuff. So what has she done, dude, to deserve a primary? Think about that. If you have a good Republican leader, dude, in your state, and all of a sudden, dude, he's being primaried and all that stuff, all of the establishment candidates are the New World Order candidates. And we need to get out there, you know, when these candidates that are local in your state and city and all that stuff are having, you know, their little open, you know, field dressing, you know, eye show, you know, for, you know, their candidacies, and ask them simply, what do you guys think about the World Economic Forum? And if you get shoot out by a cop, you know, dude, that that's who they are. It tells you that right then and there. No, that's, I mean, because they want to try to get rid of grandma in my state. We call KIV grandma. And,
okay.
And basically they want to get rid of grandma, and grandma's been keeping us out of the mask, keeping us out of, you know, getting forced vaccinated and all that stuff. You know, all of a sudden, I mean, if anything, dude, she deserves, you know, another term. You know, and when they sit there and they got people, Republicans out there, dude, to primary her and all that stuff. These establishment people are the New World Order people, dude, that bought and paid for Soros compromised, you know, money, dude, that is being interjected, you know, into local and city governments and all that. And I just want you people, dude, to know this. Get to know who your candidate is. Get to know who your candidate is in your area, dude, because they're on the sly, even Republicans, even, I mean, anytime, dude, that you have another tell, you know, for the RNC is this. Is if you have an America First candidate and they're not getting money, dude, from the RNC and all that stuff, that tells you everything that you need to know, too. Like in the case of Florida and all that stuff with Laura Loomer and all that. I mean, the Republican establishment will not let her come to dinners. They won't fundraise for her or anything like that. So you got to understand, dude, that it's both establishments. It's not just the Democrats. It's the Republican, too.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, yeah, it's, you know, there's something going on behind the scenes, and people are starting to realize that the representatives and the senators and even the president are just a front for something else more nefarious.
I mean, when you got, characters like Ben Crenshaw in Texas, dude, he's a graduate, dude, of the World Economic Forum's Junior Achievers. He's a part of this. Anytime, dude, that you hear Republicans trying to muck up, dude, what would normally be conservative things, These are the New World Order people, everybody. Spread the word. Have a great afternoon, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. This just now came on in. It looks like Russia is going to be sending peacekeepers, which is another fancy name for soldiers, into the Lugansk People's Republic and the Donetsk People's Republic to try and quell down the violence coming from Kiev. So it's definitely heating up. And, of course, the corporate media is going to say, Russia invaded, see, we told you so, we told you so. And, again, truth is the first casualty of war. All righty. Anyway, getting on back to transgenderism and all this other nonsense. Again, in California, and, you know, I did like it when I lived and worked there, but the place has just gone totally crazy. And, you know, blue states, not just California, but like even Maryland, Maryland is looking at a law similar to a California law that lets prison inmates choose their correctional facility based on self-declared gender identity, which means, you know, men with all the plumbing can say, I identify as a woman, and get sent to a women's institution. Gee, I wonder if the rate of pregnancies are going to go up in these facilities here. And California is doing it. We're seeing it. Let's see. Arkansas is trying to oppose it. And, you know, apparently President Biden is looking at a draft executive order saying that, yeah, you can put the transgender man into the prison with the women. The man is insane. He is just absolutely certifiably insane. And one chamber of the Washington state legislature recently approved the nuclear option to deal with ongoing scrutiny of its transgender transfers. They are now going to hide basic information about the male inmates, including reported assaults on women, from the public. I mean, that is just absolutely insane here. Now, a while back, there was a little bit of a big stink regarding WhatsApp, which is supposed to be this end-to-end encryption app. And I notice they're advertising a lot on TV. They're trying to bring back their customer base. But the previous story involved how information intercepted from WhatsApp was used to prosecute a criminal case, which called into question whether WhatsApp was really encrypting your information from one end to the other. And now we've got confirmation. Facebook's parent company, Meta, says they'll be implementing a fact-checking service in WhatsApp in order to counter fake news during the upcoming French presidential election. Well, if they're going to be fact-checking messages on WhatsApp, it means they're reading the messages on WhatsApp, and it's not a secure means of communication anyway. If you go back to my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA, all commercial encryption systems are compromised by the NSA and by the government. And if you really do need secure communications, you're going to have to write your own. And it's really not that difficult. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. All righty. Now, the Perseverance rover has now been on Mars for a year, and it has driven 2 miles. It's collected 6 rock samples. It's had 19 flights of its little helicopter and conducted a successful experiment to manufacture oxygen, which would definitely be necessary for future colonization of Mars. So let's go on back and look at some other stuff here. Got to hit the right button. And there we are. Now, I just put up a list at whatreallyhappened.com, the alumni from Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, because it's becoming more and more obvious that the World Economic Forum is a hub for this push for globalism, and they're doing it by compromising or controlling the leaders of nation states to get them to treat their people pretty badly, like we're seeing Trudeau do. And, you know, this is all part of that so-called Great Reset. In the world of computers here, there is now a warning being sounded for Chrome and Firefox and Edge users. The browsers are all preparing to update. Well, nothing wrong with that, as long as they're not putting out more bugs than they're fixing. But apparently, Chrome, Firefox, and Edge are now moving to version 100 for some reason. And that is going to cause some of the web's most visited sites to fail, okay? Because these sites will not be able to process visits from browsers with three-digit version numbers. Did nobody think about this before they went ahead with it? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous here. More government data. Almost 70% of COVID deaths were among the fully vaccinated. And Bill Gates is out there saying COVID deaths are all caused by misinformation. And he came up with a rationale saying, why are you making a fuss about wearing a mask when you have to wear pants? I mean, that is utterly, utterly ridiculous here. It is just horrible. All right. Bill Maher, you know, he's a liberal, but he seems to have had an epiphany. He has definitely turned around. I'm starting to like him again. He's now on the warpath against China. And lately, yeah, he's come out on his show, you know, wagging his finger at Trudeau and transgenderism and the rest of it here. We mentioned this before, but it bears repeating again. The Democratic Party, which pushed wokeism, open borders, police defunding, coronavirus mandates, has really rendered its own brand very toxic to the point where Democratic candidates planning on running in the midterm elections are basically trying to distance themselves, saying, yeah, I'm a Democrat, but I'm not that kind of Democrat. Anyway, up at the James Webb Space Telescope, they have managed to image a star. There are 18 points on the image because the main mirror segments, 18 of them, have not yet been fully aligned. That's the next step. They're going to steer them all electronically until the 18 dots become just one dot. And at that point, we're going to start getting some real science out of that. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to make a prediction. The James Webb Telescope is going to look out into the universe, and it's going to see there are more galaxies out there further away than we discovered with Hubble, at which point the Big Bangers are going to say, well, that means the universe was sneezed into existence by God, you know, that long ago. They don't want to give up. They don't want to challenge the basic assumption here. Okay. We talked about how the cost of living is going up. Rents are going up all across the country right now. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Okay, now, Joe Biden has raised eyebrows with one of his hires. Basically, he has tapped a drag queen, Sam Brinton, to be the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy. And I don't know, maybe Sam is, you know, highly qualified to be in this position, but it does make it look like the White House is turning into a clown show. According to Bill Holter, there was last Friday a $4 million order for physical silver. It completely cleaned out three wholesalers. And that may be very significant when you look at the volatility of the Federal Reserve note. So I'm going to keep looking at that. A little flashback from March of 2020. Justin Trudeau asked Canadians to thank a trucker. Back in March of 2020. Well, that was then, and this is now. We got to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. I want to know what you're thinking about what's going on in Ukraine. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Please call on in. I want to get a sense of what people are thinking about this whole Ukrainian situation. I'm seeing more headlines come on through here. Russia has just closed the airspace over the Sea of Azov. Europe and the U.S. are preparing to move ahead with their major sanctions against Russia. This is going to get totally, totally out of control. And remember, in a nuclear war, we are all on the front lines. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones to Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a couple things here for you, Mike. The smaller things is convoys that are rolling out of California and back over here in Montana now are headed up towards the borders. But the reason I called here is while you're talking about the Ukraine there, the 2022 strategy of the United States, and I want to kind of edit this as I say it. So this is a statement from WhiteHouse.gov where it says, building shared capacity requires the United States to make new regional investments. We will open new embassies and consulates. And then it goes on to talk about we will expand the U.S. Coast Guard presence. And it talks about the massive infrastructure building. In 2020, early 2022, we will enter into new partnerships that will promote and facilitate high standards of trade, govern the digital economy, improve supply chain resilience. I mean, this goes on, except for one thing. It's all down in Asia for the Asia pivot. Yeah, and then, of course, when Trump came into office, they opened up those five military bases down in the Philippines, which are basically ship and subtender type things. And they're employing 30,000 Filipinos, not Americans, for that. But, again, this is at full-spectrum dominance. You know, and no one wants to see their country fail or anything like that, but the point is, they always talk about, like in this article, it says the United States will defend our interest, deter military aggression against our own country and our allies and partners. But the point is, though, is the U.S. is always out there mucking it up around the world because of this empire stuff. And, of course, this specifically names the Taiwan Strait over there. In which you've mentioned before, that 1943 Cairo agreement, you know. But it's just like John Pilger's video, The Coming War on China. When you see how they post all those U.S. military bases around China, and now we know that they're trying to get into Myanmar to rebuild that road to Burma, which has been overgrown and stuff. This would allow them into China's Far East as well as into Russia's Far East. And they can't get their world government until they take out China and Russia. And so these are kind of like bulwarks to kind of stop that New World Order stuff. And one other thing I want to say, it's funny to see all these Latin American countries that are standing by the separation now of those of Donetsk and other areas in Russia, or actually Ukraine now, that are actually standing with their solidarity of breaking with Ukraine. And remember, Israel was funneling arms over to those neo-Nazis. The British are, the Canadians are. And you have to ask yourself, why in the heck would any Western government be emboldening the neo-Nazis in Ukraine? Didn't people learn from World War II?
Apparently not.
So, anyway, that's all I had for you there, but good show, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And, again, the lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to finding some other news here, you know, the situation in Ukraine, it's moving rapidly, and I'm obviously very concerned it's going to spin out of control. There are so many people who want a for real world war, not just a skirmish between Ukraine and Russia. That doesn't really solve anything for anybody. So I'm pretty much at this point convinced it is intended to basically explode outside the Donbass. And this will be, you know, this war all across Europe, and it will go nuclear. Okay, it absolutely, absolutely will. Okay, very good article here from Patriot Rising saying that our dictators aren't going to evolve into humble public servants. No, they don't. In fact, humble public servants tend to evolve toward being power-mad dictators and tyrants themselves. We've seen it with members of Congress. We've seen it with presidents. We're certainly seeing it with the Canadian Prime Minister at this particular point. And, they fall in love with their own power. And what do people in power want? More power. And that's exactly what's going on. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there preening herself, bragging that she helped huge numbers of illegal aliens get taxpayer stimulus checks. And she said she fought tooth and nail to help the illegal aliens get taxpayer money that many others were trying to lock them out of. Well, there's a good reason to lock them out of that money. They're not taxpayers. They're not supposed to be here. Okay, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Please call on in. I really want to know what you think about what's going on in Ukraine. And Bruce in Texas called back in. And Bruce, you know, what did you forget?
Well, I didn't forget anything, but if you need callers, it's a holiday today, so maybe that's why you're not getting callers.
Certainly all the FBI people who monitor my show are taking the day off.
Yeah, or the people who fiddle around at work, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Did you see, I found this on RT. RT, I found, is a good place to go for news. Tucker Carlson accused of possible treason. The Fox News host could face prosecution if Russia invades Ukraine, a Harvard law professor has claimed. Harvard law professor and author Lawrence Tribe suggested that Fox News' most popular host could be guilty of treason should Russia wage war on the Ukraine. Tribe has since deleted the tweets, backpedaled on the accusation, etc. And, you know, I had to think, who is this Lawrence Tribe? So I looked him up, and he was born in 1941 in Shanghai.
Yeah,
His family is Jewish from Poland. I mean, why is it every time? I mean, do you even have to look anymore? It's like, I don't know. How can you not avoid? Yeah, I guess you're not supposed to look.
Yeah, that's basically it. You're not supposed to look.
You're not supposed to look. And Marco is certainly right about the primaries challengers to Republicans being, you know, funded by nefarious people. In Texas, none other than George P. Bush is primarying the current attorney general who filed that case there in the Supreme Court, stating that Texas and other states joined in was not being fairly represented in the election due to the fraudulent activities.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Paxton. Yeah, so they're trying to get rid of him, and they've been attacking him with, I don't know, some kind of corruption charges, but they really never spell out exactly what it is on the media. They just say they're investigating them for corruption, but what kind of corruption?
Well,
I want to know more.
That's a smear job. They don't actually have, they don't actually have a case.
Right. Well, I'd like to hear other people's thoughts on the Ukraine, so I'm going to put another shout-out for that.
All right. Well, thank you, and we do have callers starting to call on in, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, that last caller was good. Yeah, Mike, here's what's on my line. This whole Ukraine thing is a disgrace. It's a clown show, Mike. It's starting to become a clown show. It's a real clown show. You got a bumbling imbecile in the White House, and he's talking like a little sissy Irish. How he's acting is ridiculous, Mike. Bumbling and fumbling, and then, you know, with the State of the Union's coming up here, and you got the truckers, probably, 2,000 trucks in a row in the Washington, D.C. I can't wait to see that show. But yeah, Mike, going back to this Russia nonsense, we're going to go try to go in a war with Russia? Seriously? When our country's been invaded with over 2 million illegal aliens, Mike?
Yeah.
What in the hell is this?
Well, like, you know, from Biden's perspective, you know, Biden is not sending the United States to war with Russia. He's sending all of NATO. And NATO was supposed to be a defensive organization, but clearly it is being used in a new war of aggression.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. You know, and of course. And, you know, Mike, the other day I was listening to Paul from New Jersey, and I listened to Peter, and they give a lot of great statistics. And, you know, like what Peter was saying, they only can make up, and like Paul was saying, they only make up a few percentage in the state, some of these blue states that they run, dogs. But Zog is so powerful with the media and the filthy lies they perpetrate every day. It's unrelenting, the filthy lies, Mike. And, you know, white Europeans are going to go against war against the people from the Ural Mountains, the Caucasus region of Russia, the Caucasus. What the hell is this? But, Mike, in the meantime, have you seen what's going on with Dominica, the Dominican Republic, Mike?
Yeah. It's getting ugly
down. News today? No. They're building a wall, Mike. They're building a wall. This is all over the Rising Herald.
Yeah, to separate themselves from Haiti.
Right. They're separating themselves from Haiti, and all the Haitians here in Miami are flipping out because, oh, man, it's racist, it's racism. They're screaming racism out of Haitians here because they got freedom over here, so they can't scream over it in Haiti because they had nothing. And the ones over here are starting to become well-to-do are like, oh, they're racist in the Dominican. I'm like, wait a minute. Those people are tired of the crime. They're tired of being invaded. And by the way, Mike, you know how much that wall is going to cost them? The people in Dominica? It was on the news, Mike.
Yeah, no, I posted 200- the story.
Yeah, what was it, $212 million to build the whole wall, 244 miles?
Yeah.
It was 244 miles of wall they're building. I believe it's going to be, I'm not mistaken, I think it was 18 inches thick. Is that right?
Well, I didn't get the exact dimensions of it, but I'm sure it's going to be, you know, they're going to make sure that it's strong enough and tall enough to basically keep the Haitians in Haiti. You know, I mean, the Haitians have been impoverished ever since that gigantic earthquake and all the vulture capitalists swooped on in and, you know, basically picked up all the real estate for pennies and started building all these luxury resorts. And the indigenous population got marginalized.
Well, Mike, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton got $8 million out of that deal.
Yeah, they did.
The Clinton Foundation got $58 million. It was all over the Miami Herald, that story. And that's why Florida's all gone turn red, because here in Florida, they're not playing. They're letting the public here in this state, like, you know, now they're even talking about people on President's Day should be flying their American flags or on the 4th of July, which we all should. Now, I don't care what country you come from. The Founding Fathers, they gave you the greatest country on earth. You got millions and millions of white men, majority of men who fought in these wars, that gave us our freedom to speak what we're doing right now, like we're speaking on your show, Mike.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, there's minorities that fought. I won't say there wasn't blacks and there wasn't Hispanics. Of course there was. But the majority of the men, over 90% of them, were white. Anglo males from Europe. So, you know, we got to get away from this nonsense of white guilt. It's got to end here right now, right this
minute. I agree.
I
absolutely agree. It's, you know, it's they're trying to brainwash the white population into willing subservience to the non-white population. It's like that situation with the black girl who, you know, vandalized the drinking fountains. One said white, one said colored. And the school says, well, it's not racism because she was black and it's okay for her to do things like that.
Yeah, that there you go. That Mike, it's absurdity. That's what it is. It's absurd. We got an absurd imbecile or the commander-in-chief. The guy's
we have
totally
an absurd
weak,
government. It's not just Biden. It's the entire government is absurd. You know, I'm getting tired of this gerontology.
Agreed.
Or gerontocracy, rather, is the word I wanted to use, you know, ruled by these old people.
Well, yeah, Mike, exactly. And, Mike, I'll let you go. I know you got another callers, but, Mike, look at Bernie Sanders. This guy is a schmuck. He's in the state of Vermont, which is, I believe, is 94%, I believe, Christian, and they're electing a communist, Marxist, socialist, like this guy Bernie Sanders, this idiot who supposedly doesn't like the United States. He's one guy who should go to Russia. Maybe Russia would say, hey, you know what? We're going to go capitalist because we can't take this communist. I think if they brought the best thing the United States government could do is ship him over to Russia, and maybe the whole Putin all of them would become total blown-out capitalists. I mean, this is absurd what's going on in this country, Mike. And, you know, just like looking at a story here in the Miami Herald about the Haitian situation with Dominica. And, and you know, Mike, the Dominicans are dark-skinned. I don't know if you know that, Mike.
Yes, I do know that.
Okay, and if you Haitian, you talk to any Haitian, Mike, here, they'll call Dominicans a bunch of Klansmen or racist.
Yeah.
You know, the Haitians look at a Dominican worse than they would look at a white man. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yes. Yes, it's true. So I see it here in South Florida, Mike. I can tell you. But, you know, one more thing, Mike. Kamala Harris, if she does take over the presidency, Mike, if something happens to this idiot in the next year or so, which I believe could happen, I'm saying that because he got elected.
Yeah.
I called your show, and I told you. I told you, Mike, within 2 years, they're going to try to stick Kamala in there as president. You watch. They're going to do something with that article that he's not competent. And this guy, Ronnie Jackson in Texas, the congressman, he wants him to take a brain test like Trump did. They never made Biden take any kind of test like they made Trump.
40 members of Congress are now demanding Biden take a cognitive test.
Mike, it should be the whole Congress. It should be 415 of them should be demanding he take a test.
Yeah,
guy's
well, you're
not going to
get that from the Democrats.
No way, because they're a bunch of Bolshevik, Marxist, leftist, freak show communists, Mike. And that's what we got running our government. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is for now. But I can tell you, Mike, like I told you the other day, I haven't called you show in a while, but like I told you the other day, here in the state of Florida now, there's over 230,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats. So I think that's going to go nationwide in this midterm election. Midterms, you're going to see a lot of these demon rats saying, you know what? These jackasses, the donkey, they totally took in this country over the cliff. Because remember, their mascot, Mike, is a donkey. It's a jackass. It's not
yes,
good or
I got that. You know,
it's a jackass.
And you know, we're seeing a record number of Democrats just decide they're not even going to try and run anymore.
And by the way, Mike, you know, you got a couple callers that call your show, and they like, oh, that guy Tom. Well, I got to tell that one caller from California. Does he realize right now the state of California, Mike, approaching 11 million illegals, Mike. 11.
Yeah.
It's 10,700,000 illegals in the state of California. I want that guy to call in your show and start disputing me and talking crap about me when I give him the facts and I give him the numbers. And look at a murder, Mike. Did you see the five people died in Denver the last night from an overdose?
No, I missed that one.
They now they're saying they don't know. They say there was drugs involved, illicit drugs, but now they don't know if it was fentanyl or Molly or whatever. That's all over the world. That's going to be nationwide, Mike.
Yeah.
The border's being breached, and they're bringing all these illegal drugs in here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, we're turning into an autocracy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call, and hope you got some other great callers call in.
I'm looking at the list here, and we've got some really good people. Thank you for the call. Before I take another phone call, though, little bit of an announcement. RBN's Ralph Winterroad is in the hospital for the last few days. He's been sick for a week or two. I don't know exactly what he's dealing with, but we'd like to ask the RBN listeners to keep him in your heart and hope that he recovers and returns to the microphone very soon. Okay, we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, a fella called in who called Ralph in his hospital bed, and Ralph said he does have COVID.
Oh, okay.
Now, we know Ralph knows more than to get the remdesivir. He's going to stick up for himself, I'm sure. So he should be fine. Also,
well,
what I
certainly
called
hope
in about,
so.
Yeah, I want to just remind everybody, don't forget about those two websites on Whatever Happened, on Mike's website, how to pull the surety bonds from these politicians and different government entities. We want a peaceful method. There it is. You go to those websites, they'll help walk you through it, how to exactly do it. Everybody takes, for instance, of the four or five Republicans who didn't vote to stop the mandates, the financing of the mandates, like Collins in Maine. I guess Thune was in the cloakroom telling the Democrats exactly what's going to happen with Republicans. And, of course, Mitt Romney. There's a lot of people that we can pull their bonds. It says it needs to be done right now. As for the Ukraine, I have confidence in Putin. I just really have a lot of confidence in him. Like you said, he knew how to make those other countries, Donbass, a free country. He's a step ahead of these people. And sanctions are not going to hurt Russia. They're not going to hurt them at all.
They're going to hurt us more than they hurt Russia.
Exactly.
Okay.
All I'm
right,
feeling
well,
good
thank
about
you.
It.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, where have you been?
Santa Claus, Indiana.
No, I know. I haven't called in a while. I'm
still
alive, though.
Yeah, actually, we had a caller wondering where you were.
Yeah, was it James from Tokyo?
I don't remember.
It always brings me up. Well, you know, Mike, Tom... Everybody always rips on communist. That's, Mike, I was on the message boards for two nights with all what's going on because I'm Ukrainian. So, well, my family's from Ukraine. And, like, that's all they keep saying is the communist Russia. And you saw Marco Rubio, what he came out with, right? Russia has invaded Ukraine. Got Steve Hilton from Fox News. You know, they all jump on the bandwagon because it's all about ratings and it's political, too, you know. But you want me to tell you what I think?
I'm rooting for
Putin.
Absolutely.
You know, my family's from the west of Ukraine, but, like, they got a lot. I mean, Zelensky's in a really bad spot right now. You know, he canceled his, he was supposed to be on tonight in Ukraine, because it's like 12, and he canceled. So either he rescheduling, or maybe he took a dash with the cash with a couple suitcases, you know?
Could be a bug out.
I feel sorry for him, though, because he's stuck between, he's got in opposition with the, you know, Azov battalion and the right sector and Svoboda people. Those people are in, you know, their parliament, right? I mean, and they're dangerous. And then he's getting agitation from the U.S., the EU, and NATO. So he's really stuck in this pickle, and he can't really, he's not going to do anything. The Ukraine would get crushed, Mike. You realize that? I mean, they just would get crushed. And you know, did you know that? Well, I heard you talk the peacekeeping mission in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, in the breakaway Donetsk and Lugansk. You know, there's already armored vehicles heading. I mean, they're already waiting. They're gone in already. They're already going there. So I mean, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. So you know, I mean, Ukraine can't do anything. They'll get squished. They just don't have the capability. And remember, in 2014. The whole Navy went to the Russian side, right?
So yeah, that tells you, well, you know, following that U.S.-backed coup d'etat, but this is not a war between Ukraine and Russia. It's between Russia
NATO.
And NATO.
Yeah, but NATO...
Ukraine
Mike, NATO,
is just caught in the crossroads.
NATO wouldn't win. It's just, it's a See, and you know, they just put sanctions not on Russia. You know, they just put it on Eastern Ukraine, the two breakaways. They can't even do the SWIFT, because SWIFT, that would involve, there's a lot of money that's going into the UK from Russia, you know. So there's a lot of other things going on. Remember, the Federal Reserve came out. They said the Federal Reserve took that part of the sanctions out. The SWIFT, did you ever hear about that? They actually...
No, I didn't hear that. The last I heard, SWIFT was still on the table.
No.
And, situation escalates, I expect it'll get put back on.
Yeah, no, but it was taken off by the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
So it's either there's a lot of Russian money flowing into the U.K., or they got more financial problems in the U.K. and the U.S. I just want to let you know there's actually armored vehicles that are probably most likely there already. You know,
yeah.
It's going to be quiet for a while now. There'll be shelling and stuff, but, you know, that's about it, Mike.
It's already started. I mean, Kiev is shelling those, those republics and...
Yeah.
Russia's sending peacekeepers, and they're probably going to start arriving tomorrow, I would say, if not already. But my concern is this is going to very quickly spin out of control.
And before I get off the phone, Mike, I just want to say, if you're in a hospital COVID, it's not like a little thing. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, if you got to go to the hospital, then obviously it's more than just staying home. So I hope he feels better.
Yeah,
and Mike,
I'll
talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to skip the break and go to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yes. I'm turning to you for my big question here because I don't get the show, so I don't get to hear anything except what corporate media says.
Yeah.
And I'm liking what I'm hearing now because thanks to Mr. Mike, the producer, he's put some things on I think he knew I wanted to hear. I don't think Russia is doing anything for aggressive reasons. And my big question has been for a while now, are we guilty of high treason ourselves? Are we, the United States, encouraging our enemies to turn against us? You know, this is what I was wondering, because of that word high treason that kept haunting my brain. And is Russia being aggressive, or is our corporate media just spinning the truth here?
Well, the corporate media is definitely lying
aggressive.
And trying to spin it. I mean, look at all the times we've been lied to get us into wars, the Lusitania, Gulf of Tonkin, Havana Harbor, and Saddam's nukes, Assad's gas, and they're just doing it again. I mean, Russia has a point, okay? When Germany reunified, NATO did promise Russia not to extend past the new United Germany's eastern border, and then proceeded to do exactly that. So all you need to do is look at a map and see who the aggressor is in this situation. And certainly when it comes down to who started shooting first, that rests solely on Kiev.
Yes, yes. Well, you're the one that can answer, because you're the one that can answer better than anyone. You always contribute to what I can do better than anyone I know, and I thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, the first thing that's on my mind is, synagogue hostage situation we had over here in Colleyville, Texas.
That was a while ago.
Well, now I see that the Fort Worth Star-Telegram did something good. They wrote an editorial about the number of hostage, church hostage situations, even in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm not on the side of all those editors, the conglomeration of editors, but I sometimes they have people up tell the truth, you know. So they did, and I thought it was kind of interesting because I don't think a little bit about it because I always try to get.
Okay, Pat, we're getting really short on time. I need you to kind of make your point.
Oh well, I waited too late to call. because I accidentally cut myself off. I think that we got to remember that a Jew is a religion because
yes.
there are parents, children of mixed parents, Jewish and non-Jewish, and so they have to actually have some place to congregate themselves. And I believe it's hard, but I believe there is such a thing as a Christian synagogue, okay?
It's entirely possible. Anyway, Pat, we are running short. I got a bunch of calls I need to get to you. Thank you very much for the call. We're going to go to Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Yeah, quickly, I just wanted to say that I noticed a parallel with what's going on now in this coverage with Russia, Ukraine, with the Israeli-Palestinian coverage, which, as you know, what happens is the IDF goes in and levels homes and you know, kills five-year-old children, and then Palestinians will go down and they'll throw a Molotov cocktail or something. But the media picks up the narrative at the point where the Palestinians are reacting. In other words, they pretend as if Palestinians are the initiators. They're doing the exact same thing with this story.
That's
here we
exactly
have
exactly right. That's why I started off the show with that quote from Lenin.
And good for you, God bless you for you and your coverage. Kiev is bombing its own people. Now, all of a sudden, watch, they're going to say, oh, Russia initiated the attack. We know who the initiator is. And I just want to say one thing. I think that I remember the first Iraq war, and I mean, you know, the Kuwait-Iraq war, and then also even in 2003, there was a few brave Republicans like Pat Buchanan calling them out for what it was. But I think we're in a different place. That's why I'm hopeful, because I think people already are keen to the game that they're playing. That in the Republican base and other people, they're saying, wait a minute, what interest is it for America to have a war with Russia? And already people are pushing back. It took a long time, took many years for some Republicans and conservative people to even be aware of the game that was being played with Iraq. And the hopeful part, I hope, to be hopeful about it, is that people already are being awoken to this scam narrative. But anyway, God bless you, and I'm praying for Ralph.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Real quick, Richard in Alabama, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There's nothing new about the script they're using in Ukraine. It is copied from June, July, and August of 1939, the same propaganda was used to cover up the Polish expulsion of the people of Prussia, taking away
Richard,
their land.
Okay, Richard, I hate to do this to you. We are at the end of the show. The music is playing. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please go out on social media, put out the links for republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.